Today's daf is daf mem vav. So let's take it around 9 lines down, if that's okay. Mem vav amin aleph, amar of Nachman. The Gemara quoted a number of questions from yesterday about this question. Ibayil hu lifnei zman is considered, it's toch zman is considered lifnei zman or achaz zman, which means the age between 11 and 12 for a girl, or between 12 and 13 for a boy, that middle area, which wasn't really defined in the Mishnah, we want to know, do we put that part of the previous Zman as a Katan, or that's concluded as the La'achar Zman as a Gadol or a Gadola? So that was the question that Gemara had been grappling with. And the Gemara now says, again, 9 lines down or so, Amen Vav Amen Aleph, Amar Rav Nachman as follows. Kitanai, Rav Nachman says, this is really a Machlokas Tanai. And the Braisa says as follows. The Braisa is a little bit, there are a number of questions in the Braisa, we're going to try to ignore them other than just what's the focus. But the Braisa says, Ben Teisha Shanim, a boy who's 9 years old, Shehevi Sheh Saros, who grows 2 hairs, that's a Shuma, that's simply a mole, they call it. It's not an indication of any level of maturity, of puberty, and therefore that's not a simon of Galus of any sort. And then the Braisa adds, not only if it's the age of 9, but even from me Ben Teisha Shanim, me Ben Teisha Vad Shemes Veshana V'Yom Echad, even from the age of 9, all the way through 12 would be a Shuma as well, and would not qualify as any indication of maturity. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Simon, he argues and says, no, from the age of 9 through the age of 12, that actually is a Simon of Godless. So that's the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. And Ben Shloshes Veshana V'Yom Echad, L'Divri Akol Simon. If it's the 13 and Shtei Saros, then everybody agrees that is a qualifying Simon of being a Gadol. So that's the Braisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hagufa Kasha. This Braisa has an internal contradiction because Amris at first said, Iben Teisha, Vad Shemes Veshana V'Yom Echad, Shuma, if it's a hair that grows between the age of 9 and 12, that's a Shuma, that's not a Simon. Ha Shlosh Esrei Gufa, but if it's during the 13th year, that's a Simon. But then, Hadatani, but then the Braisa goes on to say, Ben Shlosh Esrei Shana V'Yom Echad is a Simon. Ha Shlosh Esrei Gufa, Shuma. So we want to know, during that 13th year, so the Braisa implies from the beginning, only during 9 and 12, is it a problem, but during the 13th year itself, it is a good simon. But then the Braisa says, no, you need a 13th year and a day into the following year, into the 14th year already, is when you need, is when it's a good simon. So there's a contradiction in the Braisa, when exactly does the Shtei Saros qualify as a simon? So Gemara answers, my lab, is it not as follows as Tanai? It's really Machlokas Tanai. The Mar Sover, the first opinion in the Braisa of the Tanakhama holds, Tochsman, Klachasman, that you don't need a 13th year and a day, but even during the 13th year is sufficient, because Tochsman is considered Klachasman. And Mar Sover, the Seifa, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tochsman is Klifnezman. During the 13th year doesn't qualify, that's part of Klifnezman. You need 13th year and a day for it to qualify. So that's the very machlok we've been discussing that appears here in the Braisa. And the Gemara says, lo, that is not correct. That's not the only way to interpret this machlokus in the Braisa. The Chuliyama, everyone agrees, Tochman Kilsneizman. During the 13th year, it's considered as if it's before the Sneizman, as if it's a Kata. And Idi Bitinokes. And both the Reisha and the Seifa, the contradiction, are referring to a girl. The Reisha, Rebbe, the Seifa, Rebbe Shimon Elazar. What's the difference? Rebbe, the Reish is really a Shita Rebbe who holds already Simon Godless from the age of 12. We saw Machlokas earlier, at what age is in the Keva considered a Gedola? So we all assume it's the age of 12. But there is an opinion out there, the opinion of Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar holds the age of 13. So that Machlokas, whether or not you view it during that 12th, 13th year as Tochman, Kilsneizman, Klachasman, it's whether 12 or 13, what is the age of a Nekeva, when did she become a Gedola? And that's the Machlokas here in the Braisa. That's one approach. The Gemara has a few other answers. Ibai Tema. Alternatively, it could be Havaha Betinok. Both the Reish and the Seif is referring to a boy. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Reish is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and Seif is Rabbi, that the first opinion really holds a boy is actually considered a Gadol at the age of 12, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Rebbe, the Shita holds at the age of 13. So it's the opposite, Nekeva and Zachar, but 12 or 13, which makes him a Gadol. So that's the other approach. And then the Gemara gives it a third answer by Zema, Havaha Rebbe. Both of them are the Shita of Rebbe. And Rebbe is the one who holds, as we assume, that 12 is the age for a Nekeva, 13 is the age for a Zachar, and really it's Havaha Rebbe. The Braisa that assumes 12 is a Simon Gadol, and the other opinion that holds 13, what's the difference? They're both Rebbe. Habitinok, Habitinokes. The one that assumes age of 12 is a gadol, that's referring to a girl. And the one that the brisa that assumes that's 13, that's referring to a boy. Or you by saying, alternatively, maybe it's really Havaha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Maybe it's both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the opposite. He holds a boy needs the age of 12 and a girl needs the age of 13, so he holds Habitinok, Habitinokes. So we have all these various explanations of the brisa, and it's not certain that they're arguing that what our initial suggestion was, that whether or not Tochsman is Kilachasman or Kilfnezman, and there is no raya. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Rabbi Yossi bu Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he holds that from the age of 9 to 12, he said in the brisa that we just brought from Rav Nachman, that that actually is a good siman. If he grows shtei saros during the age of 9 and 12, that's a siman that he's a gadol. So Amar Rabbi Kuspadai b'rei di Rabbi Shabtai, b'hu she'oden ba. But it's only true when the hair grows and it remains there until the age of 12. But let's say they fell off, in the age of 9, age of 10, he grew shtei saros, and by the time he reached the age of 12, it fell off. That's not a siman. It's only true if it grew between 9 and 12 and remained there when he reached the age of 12.
So that's... Then you only 10, you have to wait anyway. You have to get the siman, no matter if someone else, you have to wait until you're 12 anyway.
Yeah, but let's say if he grew beforehand, you might say since they grew at 9, they wouldn't be qualified for anything. It's only if they grew after the age of 12. Not if they're there at the age of 12, but if they grew there. So according to him, even though it grew at 9, as long as it remains there, it's 12. Others would say, if it grew there at 9, I don't care if it's still there when he's 12. The fact that it grew at 9 is not an indication of a siman. They have to be new shtei saros that only grew after the age of 12. So then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing as Rebbe Kuspadai. Then I wonder where else his name comes up. I don't recall his name coming up elsewhere. It's Brachas it says, yeah? Then it says, Ben Teisha Shalom Yom Echad Shevi Shtei Saros. A 9-year-old who does grow two hairs, that's a shuma. And also, if it's still there, if he grows between 9 and 12 and it still remains there, that's also a shuma, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, it's a siman. If he grew shtei saros between 9 and 12 and they remain there when he was age of 12, that qualifies as a siman that he's a gadol. So then the Gemara says, now back to our initial question we had from yesterday's daf. Wanted to know what the din of Tochsman, if it's considered as if Lifnezman, if it's still a katan, or Tochsman is considered the Acharzman. And the Gemara Paskin Damarava, Hilchasa, Tochsman, Kilfnezman, that if it's during the time period, it's considered as if it's before the time period, it's if it's he's a katan or she's a katana, and the Nachmanis were, in terms of punishment, if anything, if he violated a certain Aveira, it wouldn't warrant a punishment. So Gemara now says, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, He presented this statement in the name of Rava that we assume Tochzman is Kilfnezman. But Hai Lishna in a slightly different presentation. Amar Rava, Rava says, Kitana kol shema seishana mima'enes v'holeches, that the age of 12, this is like Tochzman before she's finished her 12th year, so during Tochzman, she could refuse if she gets married by her father dies, and her mother or brothers marry her off, so that's only Kedushei Dirabanan. And she could always opt out before she becomes a Gedola. So she's Mima Enes, she's called Mian, so she's allowed to, during the 12th year, Mima Enes, Veholecha says whenever she wants without the need for a get. Mikan Ve'elech, once she reaches the age of 12, however, then Eino Mima Enes, Ve'eno Choletes, she cannot do Mian anymore, and the only way she's able to separate is through a get. And also, there's no Chalitza either, because... it's a din. She has to wait until she becomes a gadol. So the age of 12. So although she needs a get, it's not a fully. It's not a full godless. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here. You see, Me'enes Holechas. Rashi writes, "Ein Choshin Shema Hevia Shtei Saros." The Afilu Hevia Shumaninu. During that Tochzman, we're not Choshish. Hayu Tochzman. She's a katan exactly. And if she sees Shtei Saros, it's a Shuma Ba'alma. But if she reaches past that age of 12, says Rashi, "Einu Me'enes." Shema Hevia Vachshu Havi Simon. But now maybe after the age of 12 she did see. And that's the Simon of Godless. The Ha La Achar Zmanu. Vim Yivamahi. Lo Chashvina La Gedola Linin Chalita Vino Choletzit. But regards to Yivama, however, there you need to know Vadai that she's a Gedola. So she can't do Yivam or Chalita, but if she wants to separate, but if it's a marriage, she does require a get. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hagufa Kasha, this is a contradiction. Amris, you said, Einam Amenes. So she doesn't do miyun when she reaches the age of 12. Alma gedolahi, But Yigadoli, Tachlis, and if she's a Gadola, she should be able to perform the Chalitza. The Chitema, if you're going to tell me, Misafkele, it's a doubt, we don't know after the age of 12 whether there's a Simon or not a Simon. The Chi Misafkele, are we really unsure? So Homer Rabba, doesn't Rabba say, Katana Shegiya L'chal Shnosea, when she reaches the age of 12 years in a day, Eina Tzricha Bedika, Chazaka Hevia Simanim. There's no need for Bedika. Once she reaches the age of 12, it's she's Vadai Gadola, and she Vadai brought that has a Simanim. We don't need to check anymore. So if she's Vadai Gadola, so just like she can't do Min anymore, she needs a get. If she's married, so too if it's a case of Yibam, she is able to do Yibam or Chalitza. So Gemara says no. Hani Mili Bistama. We say that when she reaches the age of 12, we don't ask questions. We assume she has Shtesh Simanim, we assume she's a Gadola. Aval Hacha, here in this case, is the Badka V'Ashche. They actually did a Badika, even though they didn't have to, but they did a Badika. And lo, and they couldn't find any. There are no Simanim. So this, we can't say she was a Gadola. Well, then the Gemara says, if there are no Simanim, they did a Badika, there are no Simanim, so she's not a Gadola, Yachi Timain, so she didn't mean to be allowed. If she's really viewed as a Katana now, because she lacks the Simanim, so she should be a Katana, not only with respect to not doing Chalitza, but she should still have the option of doing Mian. So Gemara says, no, Choshishin Shema Nosha. We did a Bedika, there are no Shtei Saros. But there's a Chashash, maybe there were Shtei Saros, but they may have fallen off. So because of that Chashash, we say she can't do Mian. So the Gemara says, okay, Hanichuman Dama, this makes sense, if you're actually Choshin, that if there's no hair, there's still Chashash, maybe there was hair. So there's a Rechoshish, and therefore Rechoshish, Mian doesn't work, you need to get. We're also choshish, maybe there was never hair, so therefore you can't do Yibam Chalitza either. But Ella, the Ma'an Damar, there is an opinion out there that says, ain't choshish, and we're not concerned. If you do Bedika, and there's no Shesh Saros, you're able to assume she's Mamash HaKatana. So Ma'i Klamemer, if she's Mamash HaKatana, so then she should be able to still do Miyun. So answer the Gemara, Deitamar, the Brisa just presents the Machlokas, whether we are choshish or not choshish. Rapap Amar, ain't choshish Shemanashu. Rapapi Amar choshish. So we see this Machlokas Amarim, whether or not we're choshish, perhaps there was hair, and maybe it fell off. So Gemara says no. The Gemara explains, even those who are not concerned, the one of Papa, who says, ain't choshish Shemanashu. If you did a Bedika, we assume she's completely Katana. There's no chashash, there was one Shei Saros there. Honey meal is only with respect in Chalitza. If she wants to do Chalitza, so then if we don't find Simanim, we assume she's a Katana, Chalitza doesn't work. Avali in Miyun Choshin, but with respect to Miyun, we are Choshin. So it's not Ein Choshin across the board. It depends on the context. What's the difference? Who cares? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Linin Chalitza, Chalitza Chashin, and Rashi says, is that what we wanted? That's not what I wanted. Either way, the question that the real chiluk is deraisa versus derabanan. That explains the difference here, because with respect to chalitza, so then we're concerned if she's going to do a chalitza, she must be a gadola for it to work, and therefore we assume she's a katana. We don't let her go ahead. But we have to be lechomer the other end with respect to Mian. If we assume she's a katana and she does a Mian, so now she's going to get married to someone else and she may have needed a get. Therefore, it's going to be lechomer in both directions. So with respect to the chalitza, the chumra, she can't do chalitza. With respect to the Mian, it's a chumra, she shouldn't do Mian, she must require a get. And that's the end of this. Even those who say ein choshin, doesn't mean ein choshin across the board. It means depending on the particular context. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mechad, does that imply the man d'amr choshin, the one who actually is choshish, that was there was hair, there was shtei saros, but nashu nashu, so then they assume it's mamisha gadol and chaletz works, v'ha choshin ba'amakamar? So it's only a chashash. Even the one who holds, if you did a badika on the katan, on the gadol, she's 12 years old, if you did a badika, you didn't find shtei saros, so we say choshin, perhaps there was shema nashu. But we don't say vadai, there was hair. So if it's only choshin, how do we let her go ahead and do chalitza? It's still just a suffix. So Gemara says, okay, we're going to go back and really erase everything we just said, and we're going to start all over again and give it another attempt to explain what's going on in the Braisa about the din of a girl who's 12 years old. And we say, although she's 12, she doesn't do mean anymore, because she's a gadola, she needs to do a get, but we also don't let her do chalitza. So what's the status of her? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what's going on here. Hello, Batka. There was never Badika at all. In Chalitza, Chashinim. So with respect to Chalitza, we're Choshesh, that perhaps she didn't get simanim yet, and therefore we have to view her as a katana, and she can't move forward with a chalitza. V'chi kama Rav, when Rav said a statement that when she's a katana, we assume she is a chazak of simanim, even though we didn't do an inspection, that's chazaka l'miyun, that's with regards to miyun, we could assume that she's a gedola. Aval chalitza v'ibadika. So again, the way it all works out is we want to be machmir. So it's a chumrah to say she's a gedola, miyun doesn't work anymore, you require a get. But it's also chumrah to say, but chalitza, she's not a katana anymore. She still is a katana, and we still have to wait until we know vadai that she's a gedola until they do a proper inspection. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Dimi min Harda. So the bottom line, how do we paskin? We assume if a girl reaches the age of 12 and we can't find simanim, choshishin shema nashu, we assume that perhaps there was sheisaros, she does not have a din of a katana, she's a din of a gadola, at least besafik, and therefore if she wants to divorce her husband, she requires a get, a miyun would not be sufficient. The hani mile, that's all with respect to hecha the kidsha b'soch zman, only if she was married during the, when she's a katana. And there's a bia after she reached the age of 12, so then there's a chashash, the ikas sheka deraita, because we know again, a katana, if her father is not in the picture, at best there could be a kedusha midirban, that's at best. So the only way we could turn this into a kedusha deraita is if there was bia after the age of 12, it is a chashash of now that maybe they're married to be deraita, and you could talk about the question of miyun and chalitza. Avon's situation may car low, but if there's only bia with her husband when she was under the age of 12 and never after the age of 12, then there's not even chashash deraisa at all because she was a katana the whole time. Okay, a bit confusing. Now we're in the bottom of Mem Vav Amun Aleph. The Gemara says Amar Rav Huna. Okay, Rav Huna says we are a few lines up, four lines up. The Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Hiktish V'Achal. Let's say we have mentioned in the Mishnah that a person who's mufla samach l'ish, a boy, a girl, who's close to the age of 12 and 13, respectively, so they're not yet bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, but they're still close to it, and they have a certain understanding of how nedarim works. So the din is, a katan, again, mufla hasamach l'ish, hiktish v'achal. He's maktish something to be hektish, which means that now the kedusha exists, and there's an isser to eat it, and he eats it anyways, he's loka. He gets the malchus. Even though the rest of the Torah, we know a katan, does not get punished, in this particular case, since in the world of Nedarim, he has a certain shaychus. He has the ability to infuse Kedusha into something. Not only does the Kedusha, is the Kedusha created, but he's also responsible. He also gets the consequences for any of that is created from the Kedusha. So if he's makdish it, and then he eats it, he gets malchus. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Ish kiafli lindor. And the pasuk says a man who's close to the age of being a man, so he's still a boy, but he's close to that age, he's mufla hasamach l'ish. So he creates another, and it says also next to that, not next to the pasuk, but connection of ish kid or nether, lo yachal dvara, one who makes a nether cannot desecrate it, cannot violate it. So we see that there's a connection, kol sheyeshne b'afla, those who make afla, which means a person who can make a nether, yeshne b'bal yachal, those responsible for the iser associated with violating the hektish. The chol sheyeshne b'afla, those who do not have the ability to create nedarim and to create hektish, eina b'chal b'bal yachal. So therefore, since a ish, a samichla, again, a mufla, samichla ish, can create nedarim, he's also responsible for the violation of nedarim. So Gemara asks a question, Meisiv, the very last line of the Amud here, Meisiv Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, he asks, L'sayu Rav Huna. So he asks the question, really brings a bright to asking the question to Rava in support of Rav Huna. He's supporting this idea that the Katan is able to create Kedusha and he's responsible for violating that Kedusha. What's the bright to? So it says in the top of Amud Beis, L'fishimatinu shehishva kotva katan kigadol, the Zadon Shavua. Since we find that the Torah equates both a Katan and a Gadol with respect to violating a Shavua, and with respect to the Isser, violating a Neder, and with respect to Val Yachel, the different types of Nedarim, Yachel one might have thought, Yei Chayiv al Hektesh or Karban, so one might think that a Katan should be Chayiv, if he makes something Hektesh, he should, and he violates Me'ila, he should bring a Karban Me'ila, Tamalomar Ze'adavar. Although there is Isurim that apply to a Katan, that he can't violate a Shvuah and Nedarim, with respect to the Karban, that he's part there, because Ze'adavar, Ze'ad limits, but not regarding to the carbon. There's an iser, but there's no carbon. There's no punishment. So what's the bryce? What's the raya? Katani Mias, it says in the Brisa, nonetheless, the Isser Ulval Yachal Chayiv, that he's responsible. So although he's Pata from the Karban, it sounds like he's still Chayiv for Malkus. If it was Bemazid, he'd be Chayiv Malkus. Is the Pata, the tour of the Karban Me'ila, if he did it Beshogeg, but if he did it Bemazid, he'd be Chayiv Malkus. So that's the support. And Gemara says, Ema, no. Maybe, let's say, L'Isser Bal Yecha, maybe he's only involved in the Isser, but maybe there's no punishment. Who says you're going to get Malkus for it? You have situations where there's an Isser, but there's no punishment involved. So here's well. Maybe the Brisa says that the Katan gets an Isser for Bal Yachel, but maybe there's no Malkus for doing this. The Gemara says, Isser Bal Yachel, that Isser, Mimanafshach. So Gemara says, Mimanafshach in terms of the Isser, meaning what? If we're going to assume that the boy, who's close to the age of 13, so he's able to create Nidarim and Hektish Midaraisa from a Daraisa level, from a biblical level, so Milka Nami Loka, he should be able to make Malka. So there shouldn't be a difference whether the ability to create Kedusha and Malka. You can't separate the two. The Mufla Samach Leish Lav Daraisa. If the ability of a boy close to the age of Bar Mitzvah is able to make a Neder is only on a Dirabban level, Lav Daraisa, it's a Nami Lech, and there's not even Isser to speak of then. So we're either going to say everything's Daraisa, and then Isser and a punishment are attached, or everything's Midirban, and there's not even Isser to speak of. But how do you create an Isser without there being a punishment? That the Gemara doesn't understand. So Gemara says, Li Osan Hamuz Harin Alav. Really, what's going on here is that the Katan is not does not get an Isser here, but the Katan can create a Kedusha, and that will impact everyone else around it. So if I'm Makdish, if I'm a Katan, I'm Makdish an animal, Makdish something, and someone else, another Gadol, benefits from this Hektish, that other person would get in violation, but it's not referring to the Katan himself. So Shema, we know, we learn from here, that a Katan who's Ochel Nevelos, over any other Isser, based in Mitzuvin L'Hafrisho, you have to separate it from doing this. So this is a discussion the Gemara says in Gemara Nivamla says that the machlokas, if you see a katan eating something, you have to stop him or not. One opinion says he's not responsible to do mitzvahs. He's not even responsible for losas. He's let him do what he wants. But the other opinion felt that no, if you see a katan violating Isser, there's a mitzvah, bezdin mitzvah, la'alav la'afrish. You have to separate him from doing an Isser. So so therefore what? How's the kasha again? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Rashi says, that fresh doesn't help us here, actually. I missaid this before. I'm going to backtrack for a second. That when we said before that the cousin, he's makdish something, so he's makdish something and he gets Isser, it's not referring to Isser on his own. He actually, if he does Isser on his own, he does what he wants. He's only chayiv midirbanim. But referring to others are chayiv to mafresh him, the cousin, from violating Isser. Not that others can't eat it, but others have to ensure that the cousin himself doesn't eat it. So that's what the Bryce is referring to, that others are responsible. So then the Gemara says, in light of that, if we're saying that others have to be makrishim, so why don't we prove from this brayta here, the big machlokas we have in the Gemara Yavamos, is bezin mitzuvin hafrisho or bezin not mitzuvin hafrisho? So shouldn't we conclude again, shema mina, katan ha'ochel nevelos bezin mitzuvin hafrisho, and yet we don't use it as a raya? So Gemara says, you're right. Really what's going on in the brayta is as follows. Not that others are stopping him from eating it. It's gahach of maskinon, kagon chihikdish hu. The katan is makdish the animal, and others, v'achul achem, others eat other gedolim. So not that others are stopping him from eating it, but others are actually eating the carbon. I initially thought the Gemara was talking about this stage. That's what's going on. And the Gemara is telling us that although the katan doesn't get an isser, and the katan doesn't get malchus, others who do eat from my hekdish, they will get an isser, and they will, in fact, get malchus. That's the ability of the katan to create kedusha, create hektish. So the Gemara says, hanich l'man damen, this all makes sense. If you say hiktish hu, vach l'achayim lokin, if you assume that when the katan's makdish an animal or anything else, and others eat it, they actually get malko, so then this works out very nicely. But eleman damer ein lokin, there is an opinion that even if gedolim eat hektish of a katan, they don't get malkos, mai ika l'meymar. So as we see in the Brisa, the statement here, ditmar, hektish hu vach l'achayim ravkana amar ein lokin, rav yochanan reish lakish damer yitabayo lokin, so ditmach lokus amarayim, whether others who eat the hektish of a katan get malkos or not. So if you assume that there are no malchus, when achayim eat the hektish of a katan, how do you interpret this brisa? So Gemara in this pasuk, and the Gemara says, midirabanan ukra esmach sabama. This whole brisa that we brought before, connecting the Bal Yechal to the katan making hektish, that brisa wasn't a real source, the brisa that's only esmach sabama. So So therefore, although you use this as an asmachta to prove that Acherim should get Malkos, you're not forced into that. There can still be the opinion that holds Acherim who eats the Hekdesh of a Katan doesn't get Malkos, and this pasuk doesn't pose a problem, because this pasuk isn't really a source. There is no raya from the pasuk that you get Malkos, and therefore that brisa, that machlokus, still stands again about whether Hekdesh Katan v'achlo Acherim, whether you get Malkos or not Malkos, that machlokus still stands strong. The Gemara now quotes from something we just said above, Gufa. It said above, if a katan's makdish something, hikdish, vach lochem, others eat it, Rav Kana Amar ain lokin like we just saw, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both hold Dabri Tevayu lokin. So Gemara said, b'mai kemifli, what is a nekudas hamachlokas? What are they arguing about whether or not others who eat the katan's hikdish will get malchus or not? So Gemara explains, Mar savar mufla samachlish deraisa, umar savar mufla samachlish midirabam. A boy who's close to the age of 13 and he has the ability, the halacha is, to make something hektish, what level is that hektish? Is that a deraisa hektish, or is that only midirabon hektish? So the one who holds it's deraisa hektish, they're the ones who are going to assume it will lead to malchus, because he creates kedusha on a deraisa level, but the ones who hold that only midirabonon, that will not result in malchus, that's the opinion of Rav Kahana. So asks Gemara, Mesiv Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asks against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold them. That there are malchus, and seemingly because muflas shamach ish, his ability to make hektish is there. So the Gemara quotes a brayso that says Yisoma, a woman, girl who doesn't have a father, so she's married off by her mother, so that nisun is only midirabanan, and then she makes a nether. She Yisoma she nadra. The bala made for the bala is able to be made for the nether, because we know a husband is always able to be made for the nether. So Gemara says, wait a second here. If you're going to say mufla samach lish derbanan, that a boy or even a girl who's close to the age of 12 for a girl, let's say, so that the ability to make hektesh in the dharma is only derbanan. So we understand, so now since her marriage is also derbanan, because her father didn't marry her off, it was her mother married off, so the kedushin derbanan, the rights the husband has with derbanan, is able to override the nether, which is only midirabanan. So again, e'amit bishlamaf, you make sense that mufla samach lish is only derbanan, the nidarm only midirabanan. So we understand that asa nisu and derbanan, humivatli nidir derbanan. So they're working on the same playing field. But El, if you're going to assume like the other opinion, like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who holds that the hektesh of a katan could lead to the malchus, which means it's deraisa, the ability to make nidarma deraisa, el e'amit midiraisa, Asin nisun derbanan is a nisun that's only derbanan because only the mother married her off, not the father. Mevatli nidir deraisa, does that give the husband the derbanan right to do mefer neder or neder that's chal on a deraisa level? That doesn't make sense. They're different levels. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel ba'ila mefer la mimanoshach. The baal has the right to be mefer no matter how you slice it. Why? Because the derbanan is the ability to make nedarim. It's only derbanan. So that's the derbanan derbanan he. So she made a nether dirabanan, and therefore the kedushin dirabanan has the right to be mevatel her nether. That makes sense. But even if you assume the deraisa, that her ability to make the dharma of a mufla samach l'ish is a deraisa level, so then still he's able to. Why? Because katan ochal nevelos vein based in mitzuvin alav lafrisha. So even if the dharma take place, so if he's made for it, he says to her that you're allowed to eat it, go ahead and eat whatever you said is aser, it's not a big deal. Because even if it's really aser, we have no responsibility to mafrish a katan or katana from eating the veilas or any other iser. So there's an iser. But it's not your as a husband, it's not his responsibility to be mafrish her anymore, so let her go ahead and eat it, even though there's no hafara that took place. So Gemara says that's a very schwer answer. Because v'ha ki galah achla b'hafara kamaisa. Because now, right, when she's 11, so she can eat what she wants, because they ain't bezin mitzvah lafrisha. But what's going to happen when she becomes 12? So now she's a gadola. So she thinks the nether was really, really mufr. It was really nullified. But it's not. The nether still exists. So when she's under 12, you can play games with her. Okay, eat all you want. It's a mufar. And she thinks it's a heter, because she's gadu isur. But when she reaches age 12, the nether actually does exist, and now she's dealing with a deraisa level. Because again, v'halki gala, when she became older, achla b'hafara b'kmaisa, she eats thinking the hafara worked, but it really didn't work. So how's that going to help you out? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba bar Levi, baila meifula kol shavasha. No, what's happening is the husband's continuously being meifer every second. I'm meifer you. I'm meifer you. I'm meifer you. So when he's meifer when she's a katana, fine. So it doesn't work perhaps because the nether took affect their Eisa level. But the moment they get, she becomes 12 in a day, so now the Kedushin is their Eisa, and now he has the ability on their Eisa level to be made for it. So long as he's being made for called Shavu Shah and Vahu Shabbal, and after she became 12, they had Bia, which then made their Kedushin into a Deraisa Kedushin. So since he's being made for Kol Shah, then once he becomes a Deraisa chasan husband, he could have not nullify the Deraisa neder. That's how you get rid of it. V'ha ein ba mefer bekodman. We have a klal, the Gemara tells us, that when a husband gets married, he's not able to nullify a nedarim that existed before they got married. He can only be made for a nedarim that came into existence while they are married, not that which for kodman. So this was when they were nedarim, when they only married their rabbanon level. That was kodman. Now they're married deraisa level. He cannot be made for nedarim from when they were actually married deraisa level. And the Gemara answers, no, kidrav Pinchas mishmei derava. Damra Pinchas mishmei derava. Kol ha nederes al das baila ki nederes. Whenever a woman takes a neder, it's always on the das of her husband's consent. That's how they make nedarim. And therefore, what's going on? So if you look at Rashi says, Al-Das Baila, around 15 hour lines up, that V'hach Ketana, Adaita, shows that Nadra, that when she was a Ketana, and she took her nether initially, she took the nether with the consent of her husband. The Chiyamirin, Ein Abal Mefer Bekonin, when we say a husband cannot be Mefer early in a Darim, Hecha de Lesle Baal, that's a situation where there's no Baal B'Shas Nether Klal. But in this case, even though they were only married on their Rabban level, but he still existed in the world, so her nether was all based on the Das Baal. And therefore, that doesn't qualify as Kodman, and once he gets married to her on a Deraisa level, after she reaches 12, he then has the ability to make for that nether that she had made. So Gemara now says, Amar Bai, he says, that Tashma brings to Braisa, their mission, Maseches Shumos, in the first parak, Katan Shlohevi Shtei Saros, the Katan who didn't grow hairs yet. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Shuma Sa Shuma, he tries to be Mafish Shuma, it doesn't work, he's a Katan. A Katan cannot create Kedusha. Declaring something Shuma is declaring Hektish, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Shelo Bali Ola Belonas Nedarim Ein Shuma Sa Shuma. It's only true if he hasn't yet reached the age of Onus Nedarim, which we said was Ish Samach Mufla Samach Lish. But Mishabal Onus Nedarim, if he did reach that age, even though he may not have Shesaros, but a certain level of maturity, understanding of how Hektish works, then even his Shuma Sa Shuma, he can be Mafish Shuma. So that's the machlokus in the Mishnah. So Savrua, the initial understanding of this machlokus was, Kesavar, Rabbi Yossi Chuma Bizmanazed Deraisa. And since it's Deraisa, so Rabbi Yossi, since Rabbi Yossi thinks that Chuma, even nowadays, is Deraisa, so then, if it's Deraisa, Iyamis, it makes sense, Bishma, Mufla, Samach, Lish, Deraisa. So the only way he could create Chuma Deraisa, if he has the ability on a Deraisa level, which means that this concept of Ish, that Mufla, Samach, Lish, it's a deraisa level, this all makes sense. Also, gavra deraisa, an individual who has a deraisa ability to create kedusha, then misakin tava deraisa, he could fix teva, which is deraisa. So that makes sense only if you assume that, again, chuma bezman is deraisa, and mufla samach ish is deraisa, they could work on the same level. But el, if you assume iamir derabanan, that the mufla samach ish is only derabanan, only has a derabanan ability to create kedusha, then also gavra derabanan, misakin tiva deraisa, how could you then create the kedusha of chuma? If it's Chuma's deraisa b'tmazeh, if his ability to create kedusha and Chuma's only derabanan ability, Gemara says lo. Kesavar Rabbi Yossi Chuma b'tmazeh derabanan. Whoever said that Rabbi Yossi thinks Chuma nowadays is deraisa, he holds his derabanan, and since he holds Chuma b'tmazeh derabanan, you could have a mufla samach lish who's also only derabanan, since they're working still on the same wavelength. Kesavar Rabbi Yossi Chuma b'tmazeh derabanan. Could you really suggest that? Did you really hold that Chuma nowadays is only midirabanan? Don't we have a braisa that indicates otherwise? V'hatani, the braisa teaches us that this Seder Olam, it's a braisa in Seder Olam, not familiar with it, but the group of braisas called Seder Olam. And it says in the pasuk, Asher Yarshu Vasecha V'Yerusha, that when you get into Eretz Yisrael and you inherit the property from our forefathers, Yerusha Rishona, the braisa says, which is the Yerusha from Yeshua Benun, and the Shania, which is when Ezra came back after Galus, Yesh Lahem, they have a din, that's called Yerusha. That's called Yerusha. But Shalishis and Yerusha, that's not called Yerusha, because the third one, which means the lost level, when Mashiach comes, we finally sit in Eretz Yisrael eternally, that's not called Yerusha, because that's going to be ours forever. There's going to be Kedusha forever. So there's no need to inherit anything. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says this is the first Y line down. Rashi says, again, Yerusha Rishon is the Yeshua, Shni is Bimei Ezra, and Yeshlem, Kolomer, Begalos, Nebuchadnezzar, Batla Kedusha, Haaretz, V'nitzarchal Yorsha, Lekatsha Bishni. You have to re-inherit it and re-sanctify it. Aval Shlish is Lost Lavo, Ein Lahem, Rashi says, Kolomer, Ein Yerusha, Zlo Yitzarchal Yorsha, Lekatsha. You don't need to re-sanctify it. Zlo Batla Kedusha, Se Megzeta Kasev. There's no need to be Morshit anymore because this is going to last forever. Fine, that's a Brisa. The Gemara now wants to know, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Man Tana, who is the author of the Braisa entitled Seder Olam? That's Rabbi Yossi. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedushas Haaretz is not batal at all. So if he holds it's not batal at all, so shouldn't that indicate that Truma then is Deraisa? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Tanila Velo Savala. Just because Rabbi Yossi perhaps organized this Seder Olam doesn't mean he agreed with everything he quoted in there, and therefore it's not a contradiction. He could still hold it's a Truma Bezan Zez Derbanon, even though Midiraisa, even though he records it as the Braisa as being Deraisa. So let's stop here, because this next piece goes deep into the next daf, into the Mishnah. So Mita Shemi will continue this discussion tomorrow about Truma Deraisa Derbanon Bezan Zez.